Last weekend, a small group of Idaho veterans loaded into a van and began the 1,000-mile drive to the Dakota Access Pipeline. As part of a larger group called Veterans for Standing Rock, these Idaho vets came not just to protest, but to donate supplies.
I'm bringing 250 pounds of Idaho potatoes. My name is Steve Davis. I'm from Idaho Falls, Idaho. Served 12 and a half years.
Despite the freezing temperatures, the 66-year-old Army veteran was inspired to join the protesting because the river waters are important to the Sioux.
They're trying to put a pipeline underneath the Missouri River. If it ever broke, it could contaminate water for hundreds of thousands of people.
In denying the easement, the Army Corps says it needs greater public input for its environmental impact statement. The demonstrations, which have drawn interest from around the country, have been marked by violent clashes with law enforcement and lately heavy winter weather. Blizzard conditions over the weekend didn't prevent the Idaho veterans from marching side by side with Native groups. Their march stopped at the base of a highway bridge where police officers had installed concrete barricades. The Sioux began ceremonial drumming and dancing alongside the veterans. After several hours in harsh weather conditions, the march ended peacefully with no violence. The next day, veteran groups celebrated over the Army Corps' decision to deny the pipeline operators easement for the river crossing. But some among the Idaho contingent aren't so sure that this will stop the construction for good.
My name is Rebecca Nolan. I served in the Army from 2004 to 2009. I don't think the fight is over. I think there's a lot more work to be done.
Nolan's opposition to the Dakota Access Pipeline has a broader goal. These fuel infrastructure projects, she says, keeps the U.S. dependent on oil for its energy, which she believes weakens our nation.
For our own national security, we need to move away from fossil fuels to renewable energies.
Following this trip, these Idaho veterans for Standing Rock plan to regroup on similar issues in the future. For KBSX News, I'm Alex Walensky near Cannonball, North Dakota.